This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Now that Title 42 expired last night, police in southern border towns are sounding the alarm about the current illegal migrant surge.
West Texas DPS Regional Director Jose Sanchez says the situation is a disaster and the Biden administration is to blame.
If you're talking about 2 years of knowing this, what were you doing during the 2 years? Why are you waiting till now on D-Day of the end of Title 42 to start deploying resources and coming up with a plan?
Sanchez says he hasn't gotten any help from the feds and worries there may be civil unrest soon. I'm Dave Collins.
The Florida Attorney General says a federal judge in Florida has issued a temporary restraining order that will prohibit the Biden administration from releasing any illegal immigrants crossing the border for the next 2 weeks. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody tweeted the news last night. Earlier Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security said that without the release policy and other measures, there could be 45,000 migrants in custody by the end of the month. As of yesterday, there were more than 28,000 in custody. An appeal is expected. Daniel Penny, a U.S. Marine veteran who held homeless street artist John Neely in a fatal chokehold when Neely began threatening passengers on a New York subway, has surrendered to police to face a second-degree manslaughter charge. An arraignment is expected this afternoon. Top Pentagon officials are warning of the impact a debt default would have on the U.S. military.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testified before Congress yesterday and said a default could put troops' pay in danger and benefit China, America's biggest adversary. He added that defaulting on the nation's debt would put the U.S. reputation at substantial risk around the world. His comments come as Democrats and Republicans remain deadlocked over how to raise the debt ceiling and avoid a default by early June. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is National Limerick Day as we celebrate English poet Edward Lear. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
A U.S. Supreme Court ruling yesterday upholds a new ban on masked, confined pig harvesting operations in California.
The state passed Proposition 12 in the spirit of animal welfare. Trish Cook of the Iowa Pork Producers Association expects at the end of the day,
California is definitely going to see increased costs. I'm not even sure there's enough pigs right now that fit their guidelines to even meet their needs.
Animal welfare advocates say the ruling set an important precedent on states' rights to protect animals within their borders, even livestock. I'm Ryan Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan held unannounced talks with his Chinese counterpart in Vienna, Austria, as tensions between Washington and Beijing remain high. It's being reported the meeting Wednesday and Thursday between Sullivan and Wang Yi, the communist leader's top foreign affairs official, talked about the immense strains between the two nations and the struggles both sides are having in normalizing relations. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump could be facing a new defamation lawsuit from E. Jean Carroll.
The writer's lawyer told the New York Times that everything is on the table following Trump's appearance at a CNN town hall event During the event, Trump called Carroll's claim that he sexually assaulted her in the 1990s fake and a made-up story. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you, and we've got John Fleetwood from American Faith. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, doing great. How you doing this morning, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I wanted to highlight one of the breaking pieces of news at American Faith here in Florida. I had not heard about this, so this caught me a little bit by surprise. We've got Florida public schools dress code debate sparking controversy over furry attire ban. Now, this is in Brevard County. It's a public school dress code policy. It's become a topic of debate as the school board discussed the possibility of banning furry attire, including animal tails, ears, and dog collars, according to a report from Florida Today. What is going on here in Brevard County?
Yeah, I got this lead from a buddy of mine yesterday, Jacob, and he's always sending me great stuff, and this caught me by surprise too, Bill, because apparently in these schools they're having these problems with kids' behaviors like meowing and barking. There's this chair, this board chair, Matt Sussin, mm-hmm. and he was expressing his disapproval of the students wearing these costumes, and so he said, you know, I'm all about trying to find a way that is hold on a second. Let me pull this up here.
Well, I mean, so they're coming in like it's not a special day. We're not talking Halloween. They're just every day of the week. They're coming, you know, dressed up in these outfits.
Yeah, that's the thing is there that these chairs of these boards are worried about things like barking and meowing. And yeah, this is not on like special days where they get to dress up. It's like a school day. They have a function, or like you said, it's like Halloween. Mm-hmm. They're doing this during a regular school week, Bill, and and that's why it stuck out to me, because it's an actual problem that they're having, and they tried to spin it in this the main piece that was reporting on it from mm-hmm. Florida Today.
Yes.
They were trying to spin it like, oh, it doesn't happen very often, but you know, you've got these ex Moms for Liberty member, this Katie Delaney, and you know, she's saying like this is happening often. And it's happening in multiple schools. It's not just this school. And the weird thing is, I mean, I don't really know what furries is. Like, I've kind of heard it before, mm-hmm. but the whole idea was weird to me. It's not something I do. It's not something that, you know, my friends do. But furries is apparently this subculture of people who are interested in animal characters with human-like qualities. Mm-hmm. And the furry, they've got this whole subculture. It's like comic books. Like I was into comics as a kid. I'm not anymore. But there's this whole culture that's like that. And this, they have got fans, they've got artists, they've got writers, they've got gamers and role players, and they are portrayed, probably all of them are not, but they're often portrayed as kind of sexual fetishists. And they kind of, if you type in furries like yesterday, because I'm not familiar with it, I had to go to Wikimedia Commons to find a picture on this. I couldn't find anything on Getty or Associated Press to find any images to post on our website. So I go to Wikimedia Commons. It's a good place to get photos that, you know, don't have any kind of copyright attached to it. And some of the pictures, though, they were just wholly sexual, wholly sexualized. So they try to downplay it. Oh, no, no, it's, you know, the people who are for it. No, it's not really that sexual. Just but it's the same thing going on.
It's just all these supposedly, you know, cuddly animals. Well, the picture I'm looking at that is at American Faith, and this is, you know, from Florida Today that reported on it. And you're right. I mean, they say furries are individuals interested in anthropomorphic animal characters, and they may wear accessories or costumes representing their chosen animal persona. So if you're fluid and that's what you are channeling that day, then you wear that particular animal costume. And you know, and I'm like you going, okay, to what point? What's your point here? And first of all, look, if you want to do it after school, knock yourself out. But there are other kids that are there to be educated. All the money and resources that are being channeled there is for the education of individuals, not for your dress-up day. That has nothing to do with education.
Right. And there's about a million people. This is according to CNN. There's about a million people in this movement, Bill. And
that many.
It just goes to show the weird – and that's from CNN. And so it just shows this weird – movement. It's like anything taboo, anything strange is making its way into not just our society, because it's already there. They've got about a million people in this movement. But now it's starting to make its way into our schools, around our children. And these are, you know, public schools.
Yeah.
Which, you know, luckily we've got parents pushing back against, you know, certain books in schools that are highly sexualized. You've got, you know, America's governor Ron DeSantis pushing back on sexualized content, the whole quote unquote gender identity ideology inside of schools. He's getting rid of that, which is a good thing. But this is yet another thing. It's just another sign of this strange, you know, cultural Marxism that's made its way into schools, that anything Western and traditional has to be broken down.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of these anti-Western things are making their way into our school system.
Yeah, it's anarchism is what it's turned out to be. You know, this one mom, she says that don't misunderstand. It's not just kids wearing cute cat ears on their headbands. She describes this one where, you know, it's a boy, a high school boy, walking a girl on a leash.
I mean, that's not okay. It's not safe. It's not a safe environment for kids.
On many levels, it's not okay. You know, I go along with Governor Sanders. This is crazy. You know, this is not normal. Okay. And so, but this is what narco-terrorism is all about, and this is what they do. And these kids have kind of bought into this, you know, and, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. It's not like this has never happened before. It's just here. It's quite demonstrative. And if you think here in a free state of Florida, you know, we hear so many great things about Florida. Well, hey, it's right here in Brevard County. This is crazy.
Yeah, and we as conservatives, we are conservative, and many of us are Christian, myself included, yourself included,
right,
many of your listeners. And we don't hear about this stuff. And when we do hear about it, we kind of just close our ears to it and want to turn away. Unfortunately, it's our job. That's what we're trying to do at American Faith. That's why you're bringing it up, Bill, on the Bill Martinez Show. We have to show people this. It's of a sexual nature. We're talking about leashes and things like that. Walk around on all fours. It's weird, but it's a real thing. We've got to deal with it head on. I think we're starting to, Bill.
Well, it's a disassembly of all things Western, as you say, John, and the kids are going to pay a price for this. You know, you got these kids that are dressing up in furry figures. Well, you got to imagine, I mean, some of the football players around, they're not going to put up with this. You know, you're just saying, hey, kick me here, wearing that kind of costume. You know what I mean? And they're going to promote more bullying at a time when we're trying to become more sensitive about it. But this is a natural response.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
The managing editor for American Faith, John Fleetwood, continues with us. You know, it's Friday here in America. We've got our southern border. It seems like, you know, I expected to wake up this morning, John, and just hear of hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, we've got no doubt our borders being stormed in parts of particularly in Texas. The governor there has been rather proactive We got a little bit of a stay from a federal judge in Florida that says, you know, told Biden and the administration that you can't just do away with everything in 42. You know, we're gonna give you a couple of week pause to get on top of this because, you know, clearly what you are unleashing in this country is beyond overwhelming because the states, even the blue states, John, are complaining that they're overwhelmed, that they're out of resources. And all this is happening in the midst of a debt ceiling debate. We're at $31.4 trillion and counting. And the Republican House has said, look, we've got to do something. This is just to manage business as usual, not to manage business with an influx of illegal migrants coming to this country with, you know, clearly mixed loyalties. They don't come here and they're, you know, swearing an allegiance to America. They've already sworn their allegiance to the cartels that they're beholden to. And so this is going to have a generational impact, and the numbers of illegal migrants, as I was sharing with with John's America earlier, you know, they've been saying, you know, left have been saying for a long time, oh, there's only about, you know, 12, 13 illegals in the country. They've been saying that for over 10 years. Well, you know as well as I do, that number doesn't stay static. That thing has been growing over the years. It's probably, you know, closer to 25, maybe approximating 30 million before we had Joe Biden. Now add another 7 million on top of what Joe Biden has added to the illegal count, and we're starting to look at 35 to 40 million illegal immigrants with anchor babies, you know, just siphoning off of the natural resources, the resources that are supposed to go, you know, to these people in communities. They've already been promised to them, and now what's going to be left, whether we're talking about a job or talking about medical care? I mean, hospitals can't even handle what we've got right now. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to bring in another 7 million people. You know, this is just a flat-out disaster. And it's a dereliction of duty. It borders treason, in my humble opinion, John, what the Biden administration is doing to we the people. John, are you there?
I think
here we go. Now we got just a little flip of the switch here. Yeah, so what do you say?
Well, most of who's coming over are 18 to 39 year old military aged men.
Yes.
And you know, shame on the mainstream media for painting this as if it's all women and children. I'm looking at AP News right now. If somebody goes online right now, real time, and types apnews.com, you'll get the Associated Press. Mm-hmm. And what they have is, I mean, granted, I got to give it to AP and the mainstream media for at least talking about the issue and how it is straining the American system, so I give you kudos there. But look at the picture that they choose. The picture says 1,000 words, Bill, and what are they trying to say? They're trying to say that everybody coming across the border are these women and children. That's all you see here. And you do see men in the background, but it's all blurred out. What you see are 1, 2, 3, 4 women and then a child in water, this stream, this, this river that they're walking through with water up to this child's knees. And
right.
So you feel bad, and this makes you feel empathy. And we should feel empathy for people. But those are two separate issues.
Exactly.
What we have is an invasion going on right now, Bill, as you know. And if you look at any of these images that the mainstream media is hiding, because they only show you these ones, if you look at any of the video that the mainstream media is hiding, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of these illegal migrants ready to pour in. And that dovetails, Bill, because what happens once they get here? Well, we broke on American Faith that CNS Wholesale Grocers, which is the largest wholesale company. They supply Albertsons, 7-Eleven, Walgreens, Safeway, Target, Walmart, Kroger, Publix. They supply all these companies with their goods. They've launched a quote resettlement program for new. They're calling them new Americans. That's according to a 5-day-old job posting that we found on simplyhired.com. So what they're doing is this program aims to provide immigrant refugees, essentially illegal immigrants. They go and they these job postings are for these refugees to get employment, housing, and training opportunities. This one was in Baldwin, Florida, but they've also got these job postings in Hawaii, in Maryland, in Connecticut, in Massachusetts, in New York, in Pennsylvania, all over Florida, in Miami, by the way. I was just talking to a representative's office yesterday in Florida to tell them about this, and she had no idea. She had no idea that this CNS resettlement program, it's designed to give these, quote, new Americans the chance to, quote, build a better future by providing, listen to this, Bill, full-time employment, paid training, temporary housing, transportation, and English and financial literacy training. They take in individuals with immigration statuses like humanitarian parole, a refugee, or a temporary, you know, protected status. But they also will sponsor an employment authorization document, the EAD. And it starts at $18 an hour.
Exactly. I noticed that, yeah.
Paid time off, holiday pay. And again, Bill, the Albertsons, Dollar General, Family Dollar, Rite Aid, Save a Lot, Walgreens, Safeway, Kroger, Publix, all that's who this CNS Wholesale Grocers supplies. And these job postings are not just on Simply Hire, but they're up on like LinkedIn, this Trabajo.org, Salary.com, Talent.com. Bill, it's across the country. We have these companies, ostensibly American companies,
right? Exactly.
Who are advertising to give all of these benefits to essentially illegal immigrants, these refugees.
Yeah, health insurance, dental insurance, things that Barack Obama said would never happen. You know, this is now being put forth, and this is unbelievable. And plus, you know, here's these employees again. What I keep saying is that these employees. They can't. Okay, so you employ these people. Where's their loyalty? You think their loyalty is going to be to the company? No, they're still beholden. They own the company store that's being run by the cartels. So how, you know, what kind of employee do we have here? And because they haven't vetted them, they don't know, and we don't know. I mean, you know, Mayorkas, he didn't even understand, you know, the bracelet designation. That these migrants come across the border and they're wearing these bracelets that designate their level of commitment to the cartels. And I don't know if Mayorkas is just playing stupid and just act like he didn't, or just playing dumb. But here he is. I mean, he's the guy who's supposed to know better, and he says he doesn't know anything about that.
Yeah, and what conservatives are saying about Mayorkas is he's essentially participating in, aiding and abetting human trafficking.
Of course.
For allowing this to go on.
Yeah. Mayorkas, the Democrats, you know, Biden, all these elected officials, look at the way they voted. If they voted to support, you know, I mean, the thing that cracks me up is that they'll say, even the White House spokesperson, she drives me nuts, says, well, you know, it needs reform. We've been, you know, saying for, you know, two decades now that we needed immigration reform. So your answer for the need for immigration reform is to totally screw up everything that you've got in place right now, just to really blow it up. I mean, this is a narco-terrorism at its finest. This is what a narco, you know, believers, this is what they do. They tear down the infrastructure, they disassemble everything, and this is what they do. You know, the Democrats have brought in a wrecking ball, and through every institution so that it can be, you know, redesigned, fundamentally transformed, as Barack Obama would say, into, you know, their version of what they believe America should be.
Yeah, and who created the problem? Joe Biden, before he was elected, told all the those who wanted to come over the border, surge the border. They created the problem.
Why are we surprised? This is what Democrats do. This is their playbook. They've been doing this for ages, so we should not be surprised. Exactly. Well, it's up to the American people. You got to wake up. This is your country. If you want it, you got to hang on to it, buddy.
Failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Scott the Scots here.
Do you hear that? Bring the mic in close. That's not how the grass should sound. There's weeds everywhere in this lawn.
It's time to take action with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action.
It gets three jobs done at once. Kills weeds, prevents crabgrass, and feeds your lawn so it keeps growing strong. Ah, much better.
Get a bag of Scott's Triple Action today. It's guaranteed, or your money back.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
USA News Update. The Florida Attorney General says a federal judge in Florida has issued a temporary restraining order that will prohibit the Biden administration from releasing any illegal immigrants crossing the border for the next 2 weeks. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody tweeted the news last night. Earlier Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security said that without the release policy and other measures, there could be 45,000 migrants in custody by the end of the month. An appeal is expected. An unidentified woman who was on the subway when ex-Marine Daniel Penny placed John Neely in a fatal chokehold says she's praying for Penny after it was revealed the 24-year-old would face charges of second-degree manslaughter. The woman told the New York Post she told authorities what she witnessed. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office confirmed yesterday charges are coming down. Penny, in the company of his attorneys, turned himself in to authorities this morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us. We've got Dr. Sharon Ford going to join us in just a few moments to talk about National Foster Care Month and some myths about foster care. And I would say that what I am seeing, at least from my venue, Dr. Ford, is the interest in foster care is increasing as people are choosing life. Ever since the decision about the Dobbs decision that has come down, yes, there's been, the forces have been aligned against life and death. The abortionists still want to believe in abortion, and they're going to fight to it to their death. They're already, sacrificing their children, but that's not enough. And they're going to keep pushing and trying to convince people. But, I think common sense is beginning to reign. And people of faith are realizing they need to step forward after 50 years of experience, of a disastrous experience of 63 million babies being sacrificed at the altar of convenience, not to mention the millions more that experts suggest is probably another 40% number that have been aborted via abortifacient pills. So the reality of, this crossroads that God said that we would be confronted with to make a choice between life and death, more people seem to be making that choice of life and participating in these life-giving alternatives like foster care, right?
I'm so pleased, Bill, that you have this critical issue on your program for your listeners today. Life is so important, and the life of children, the Bible says, is valued by God. And we, as followers of Christ, don't we want to do the things that worship him, honor him, respect his word? And so, yes, our having the body of Christ step into the space of caring for children who have been harmed in their living situations is Christ-like. I'm praying for them, nurturing them, guiding them, opening your hearts and homes to them, having them participate in your children's ministry or your youth ministry, loving on foster families who have said yes to God. You can use my family to welcome a child into our home who needs protection.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, when you bring that message continually, Bill, to the body of Christ, we do see people step mm-hmm. into the messiness of life.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, Satan's wreaking havoc in people's lives. We mm-hmm. look at the number of individuals who are living in poverty, individuals who are unfortunately being affected by drugs and alcohol, who are in domestic violence situations. Lots of bad things happening in our world. Mm-hmm. And then we have our children.
Yeah.
And God says to bring them unto me. Mm-hmm. And who better to bring children unto him than people who are a part of the body of Christ?
And God help those that interferes with that child coming to Christ, right? And, you know, and that's what you have to think about in terms of the bigger picture here of what we're doing. Are we helping or are we hurting the proposition? You know, as St. Mother Teresa said flat out at that prayer breakfast in D.C. When Bill Clinton was president, is that abortion is murder. And what that sets into motion, into a culture, we have over the decades become a culture of death. So we should not be surprised, you know, with the manifestation of the evil that is on the streets of America to this day. It's becoming more and more pronounced, and it's as if God is waiting for us to understand what role did we play in this? How did we contribute to this? And understanding that also that God is a loving God, he's a redeeming God, and that he's there when we ask and we seek him, and that he will light the way that will lead us back to life, because we've embraced the death, you know, proposition for all these decades, and it's being manifested, and it's costing our own children. We're sitting there weeping at their graves because they've committed suicide, or they've been involved with drugs, or they've done things that are not very godly, and it's breaking the hearts of the fathers and the mothers. But, you know, we still have that option, don't we, Dr. Ford, to choose life. I mean, today, you can choose, right this moment, you can choose life. And you'll be surprised what that choice, what kind of journey that will take you on compared to where you are right now.
You know, choosing life is, first of all, God-honoring. And whether young couple who choose life are deciding to parent or to make a parenting plan for their children, God sees them. God will wrap supportive services around them. And again, the body of Christ gets a chance to step into that. Yeah. As that young couple goes to a pregnancy resource center and seeks help, who do you think are the volunteers at the pregnancy resource centers, but people
right.
who are part of the body of Christ who are attending churches?
Exactly.
And so that young couple is connected to them. And for mm-hmm. the ones who choose, make a plan of adoption, there are families today whose hearts are open and aching, willing to parent a child. And that's a gift of life.
Exactly.
And then we look at the children who are in the foster care system. You know, the myth is that the kids in the foster care system, that nobody wants them. That's not true. It's not true. People think, oh, those are the bad kids. Those are the bad actors. Those are the disruptors. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
They're kids.
Yeah.
Kids who've been impacted by harm. Kids who've been left and abandoned in apartments and hotel rooms. Kids who are sleeping, unfortunately, in the offices of child welfare because there are not enough foster families in the community where they live. These kids need and want a loving family to call their own, who will parent them and shepherd them, who will, yes, even discipline them. You say, kids want discipline? They want structure.
Yes,
they
right.
want to know right from wrong. They want to be taught, you know, how to be respectful, what make good decisions. And who better to do that? We're coming up on Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Mothers, love kids.
Yeah.
And these children want a mama to celebrate, to draw a picture on a piece of a cardboard or a piece of paper and write a note, "Mom, I love you. Mom, thank you for being there for me." These kids want that. They're kids in foster care. And so to all the mamas who are getting ready to celebrate Mother's Day, there are some kids who are in foster care who need you. And so as you celebrate Mother's Day, ask God, does your family have room to take in another child who needs a mom, who needs a dad, who needs a place to belong?
And that is a level of love that is almost supernatural when you find yourself in that blessed position to love the least of these, right?
Oh, it does. It does. God grows a child in your heart. You know, we talk about a child being grown in the womb, but God has placed in many of mama's hearts and many of dad's hearts a love for a child that they didn't give birth to, but God birthed that love in their heart. And he gives wisdom, discernment about how to parent that child, how to guide them, and how to help get healing for them because they have experienced trauma and abuse and neglect in their little lives.
You say for many families, foster care, even adoption, aren't even in the realm of possibility, whether it's finances or other constraints. Fostering or adopting children just isn't an option. But for those who feel called and see God calling them into fostering, there are still many hesitancies and fears when they hear the words foster family. And for most, it's as simple as a lack of knowledge that hinders them from taking the plunge and getting involved and loving the least of these. Dr. Sharon Ford with Focus on the Family has been with us. Dr. Ford, where can they go for more information?
Please go to waitnomore.org, waitnomore.org. We have a wealth of information, videos, articles. We want to be a resource to them.
And perhaps you could be that perfect family and perfect parent that these kids are looking for. She's the director of foster care and adoption.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Abby Johnson here to talk about misoprostol, only abortions, and what they'll mean for women and the abortion industry. Of course, Abby is a former Planned Parenthood director in Texas, founder of And Then There Were None. Abby, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Abby, from day one, we realized the danger, the perniciousness of chemical abortions and a number of abortions that isn't even counted when we talk about the 63 million babies, and we seem to be stuck on the 63 million. Those numbers keep increasing, even though we had a reversal of Roe v. Wade, right?
Yeah, that's right. Women are still, even in states like mine, in Texas, where, you know, abortion is essentially illegal. Of course, women are still going to other states and getting abortions. And then, you know, you have women getting abortions mailed in through this chemical abortion or the medication abortion process. So women are still getting abortions. The numbers are down. Mm-hmm. They're pretty significantly down. But, you know, women still are going out of state. And they are still getting them mailed into their home.
Mm-hmm. And what this is about is pretty much the same thing as the issue of abortion. You know, whether it was Hillary Clinton, the Democrats would tell us time and again. Supreme Court judges would say, oh, it's rare, it's safe. And, of course, all these years later, we're finding out not so necessarily rare, not so necessarily safe. And this is why the organic movement, I believe, which you and I talked about last time, why this organic movement to get rid of abortion is that it is very dangerous. We know right off the bat, one person always dies or mostly dies in an abortion. Very rare is it an infant survives an abortion. But we know right off the bat the child is dead. But then what we don't know, because the industry has protected, but women are speaking out, and this is what has ignited this this groundswell in this organic movement, is women have come out and said, that idea that it's safe is not necessarily true. Look what it's done to me. And look at all the women that have, committed suicide, post-abortion. The damage that is done has now been, an oral tradition that's out there that women are putting out there to protect other women, right?
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of course, the pro-abortion community, is out there saying abortion is safe. You know, women are safe if they have abortions. And, while by and large that's true, the physical ramifications of abortion are generally small. You don't have a lot of women dying from abortion, although you do have some, mm-hmm. Which of course they never talk about. They never talk about the women who are actually dying from legal abortion. What they never ever talk about are the emotional ramifications mm-hmm.
exactly.
of abortion. Ever. They never talk about the fact that a woman is six times, that there's a greater chance, six times greater risk of a woman having committing suicide. They never talk about the fact that there's, you know, greater risk for depression, anxiety, eating disorders, all of these, you know, other serious mental side effects after having an abortion. They never talk about that. You know, what they say is that there's no risk after having an abortion. And we know that's not true. We know that from anecdotal testimony from women. And what's interesting is that they completely dismiss anecdotal testimony when it comes to abortion. But any other anecdotal testimony that benefits them and their movement, they believe without question.
Yeah, without doubt. I mean, case in point, look at the trans movement. How much anecdotal information for less than 2% of the country is driving this narrative and causing companies to, abandon their brands? I mean, it is amazing what is happening. But, Abby, let's talk specifically about these chemical abortions, because people really, this is amazing to me. We start out that it's going to be safe and rare, and now we can mail order abortion pills without any supervision, medical supervision. Just do it if you want to say in the convenience of your own home or apartment. And boy, the stories that I've heard from women who have participated in these mail order abortion pills, it's a nightmare.
It is. It's extremely dangerous, Bill. So we're talking about women who have not seen a physician or any sort of medical provider, which means they have not had an ultrasound. They do not know how far along they are in their pregnancy. They don't even know if the medication abortion is going to work for them, because they could be, you know, far too along in their pregnancy for these pills to even be effective. They don't even know if the pregnancy is in the uterus. So they could have an ectopic pregnancy.
Exactly.
They could have a pregnancy in their fallopian tube. You take these medications and have an ectopic pregnancy, and a woman may die.
Yeah.
So this is very, very concerning. Women are taking these pills in rural areas. They could be, you know, anywhere from an hour to 2 hours away from an emergency room. They could hemorrhage and bleed to death within an hour or 2 hours. They could have a uterine rupture, and, you know, hour to 2 hours, that's enough time for them to die
from
blood loss. So this is very dangerous. It's very scary for women. There's already been a death from these protocols in Canada. It was a young girl that died just a few weeks ago. I, you know, believe that there will be many, many more deaths. I believe there have been already deaths. Mm-hmm. Because of mail-in chemical abortions, but they're not coded properly in our coding system in hospitals. The ICD-10 codes that hospitals use, that doctors use, do not properly code abortion deaths and abortion complications. So I believe that there have been deaths, but I believe that they're covered up by our current coding system.
We're talking with Abby Johnson. She is the founder of And Then There Were None, former Planned Parenthood director in Texas. Abby, explain to our audience, we've got about 4.5 minutes left here, following the decision of U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek for the Northern District of Texas to pull mifepristone from the market. I mean, basically, if I understand this, there are two pills, I guess, that are involved in a chemical abortion, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So the first one is mifepristone, like you said, and that actually causes the baby to die. So that pill starves the baby of progesterone. Progesterone is essentially food for a baby, so it starves the baby of progesterone. The baby dies. The second set of pills are called misoprostol. Those pills is what actually causes the uterus to contract and the woman expels the baby at home. So now this district judge has banned mifepristone, which is the first part of the medication abortion regimen. So the pro-life movement is, you know, they're saying, oh, you know, and I'm part of the pro-life movement, but a lot of the pro-life movement, they're out here saying, oh, this is a victory, and now chemical abortions are no longer allowed, but that's just simply not true. Chemical abortions will continue, and they will continue without using the mifepristone. So they will continue without using that first pill, and they will only use the second pill, the misoprostol. So what will happen is women will come in. They will not take the mifepristone. That will not be allowed. That will be banned. They will give the woman, they will give these women 4 misoprostol tablets. They will go home. They will insert those misoprostol tablets vaginally. Inserting them vaginally, right now they're taking them orally, but since the mifepristone is no longer part of the equation, they're going to have them insert them vaginally so that they'll work faster. And essentially, now you're dealing with a live baby. At the time of the abortion, the baby will be alive. Oh. And women will expel this baby alive. And the shock to the uterus is very, very intense. Inserting the pills vaginally, there's a significant risk of uterine perforation, uterine rupture. And still expel the baby at home. And using a misoprostol only regimen is more dangerous than using the two-step regimen. And ultimately, removing mifepristone from the abortion process, the chemical abortion process, also removes the ability to reverse the chemical abortion process. So right now, we have taken great effort in the pro-life movement to develop a process called abortion pill reversal. And that is when a woman takes the first pill and we can reverse it through high doses of progesterone. And now that we no longer have the mifepristone available, we can no longer reverse that abortion pill's effect. Mm-hmm. And so now we have essential ability as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Abby, this right now is it's basically a stay, isn't it? I mean, this has been we've got another court that's involved that is kind of saying time out and study this. So we only got about a minute left here. So this is still playing itself out, correct?
It is. It's still playing itself out. And I hope to be able to be in contact with some of these attorneys. I hope that the attorneys will listen to those of us who have worked in the abortion industry, like myself, who are now pro-life, because we are trying to talk to them to say, look, this is not going to have the effect that you think it's going to. This is not going to end chemical abortion.
Well, Abby, I appreciate you coming on and giving us the information and updating us. I look forward for more updates in the weeks and the months to come. Thank you for fighting the good fight for life. Appreciate it. Abby Johnson, former Planned Parenthood director in Texas, founder of And Then There Were None.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying